This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. The tune that's playing is one called Mystery Creek. It's one recorded by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in 1997, one I wrote, and it's named for a sort of big park, agricultural park, where they hold field days and things just outside of Hamilton. Mystery Creek seemed like a great name for a tune, so that particular combination of notes got it. I got a great show lined up for you today, still delving into my CDs and my LPs in particular, but we're going to kick it off with the Bluegrass Album Band, one of the great bands of the 1980s that really influenced the continuation of bluegrass music. And here they are doing a Bobby Osborne, Larry Richardson classic called Pain in My Heart, the Bluegrass Album Band.
Say that you love me and you will be mine. There's there's pain in your heart and blues on your mind. Please say that you love me, don't say goodbye. You know that I love you, for you I would die.
With pain in my heart and blues on my mind, I'll always love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's name? You know that I love you and I'm not to blame.
First met you right from the start. You know that I love you from the pain in my heart. So look in my eyes and see that it's true, and say that you love me, please don't make me blue.
With pain in my heart and blues on my mind, I'll always love you, but can you be mine? Can you be mine with another man's name?
Absolutely classic bluegrass music from J.D. Crow on five-string banjo, Bobby Hicks on the fiddle, Dora Lawson on the mandolin and the tenor vocal, Todd Phillips on bass, and of course Tony Rice on the guitar and the lead vocals there, and they were at the top of the game then, just like the original recordings of those music came out in 1950s, that song, and a lot of energy went into that music, and the bluegrass album band captured that energy beautifully with their recordings made throughout the 1980s. Pain in my heart, it's all about a love song, of course, and these days with a lot of the bluegrass demographic, it's more of a health problem than a love problem, I would suggest. Let's get on with it. Way Out West is the name of the album I've got in my hands. Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson, a couple of guys from the West Coast in California that really made a big difference to the acoustic music and the country music scene there. And this album, Chris Hillman plays acoustic guitar and mandolin and does vocals. Herb Peterson, acoustic guitar and five-string banjo and vocals. And they're helped out by Larry Park on additional guitars, Bill Bryson on bass, J.D. Maness on the pedal steel guitar, Dennis Kaplinger on fiddle, and a little bit of extra help as each song needed it. I've got them doing a classic old Rito and Smiley song that came out of the 1950s, and the way Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson do this song just makes it sound like pure West Coast country, but it came out of around the southeast in 1956. Rito and Smiley were great heroes of mine. I love the way they play music, and I think Chris Hillman and Herb Peterson did as well. Let's hear No Longer a Sweetheart of Mine.
We are saying goodbye, dear, forever. I'm leaving your false love behind. Every promise you made has been broken. You're no longer a sweetheart of mine. I wanted someone true and faithful, for that's the way it had to be. You wanted your honky-tonk life, dear. You're no longer a sweetheart to me. Go back to the bar down the street, dear, and stay with your honky-tonk kind. Go back to the life you've been living. You're no longer a sweetheart of mine. a bottle to a ride in the moonlight, and the arms of the first man you see. Another victim added to your list, dear. You're no longer a sweetheart to me. I will never pretend to be happy until a true love I shall find. For you lived a lie from the start, dear. You're no longer a sweetheart of mine. Go back to the bar down the street, dear, and stay with your honky-tonk kind. Go back to the life you've been living. You're no longer a sweetheart of mine. Go back to the life you've been living. You're no longer a sweetheart of mine.
Just classic West Coast country music, isn't it? And interesting that it's based on an old bluegrass song. They make it sound so good. Time for a fiddle tune. Let's have Billy Baker. This is off an LP called Fiddle Classics Volume 1. I have no idea what happened to Volume 2, but I've got Volume 1. And I wasn't sure who was on the album. I did a little bit of research and I've got as far as a list of possible musicians. Billy Baker was a great fiddle player and singer. We think on the banjo, it's Evie Jewell. On bass, James Cole. Guitar, Shelby Jewell. So he works with the Jewell brothers. Mandolin was Danny Anderson. Billy Baker playing the fiddle. We think the band was called the Bluegrass Kinsmen. Billy Baker helped out by doing personal appearances, recording. Worked with Bill Monroe, the Golden State Boys, Del McCoury, Cliff Waldron, Jimmy Martin, Hazel and Alice, Walter Hensley, Smiley Hobbs. He also worked on the Hootenanny Show with Bill Monroe. And he's done a lot of great music, and he has a wonderful feel for fiddle. And here he is doing a tune called Billy in the Low Ground. Here's Billy Baker. Great fiddle playing there from Billy Baker with Billy in the Low Ground. I don't think the Billy in the Low Ground refers to him, actually. It's a much older tune than that. I've got a album from Peter Rowan here. 2022, this album came out. It's pretty new for me, isn't it? And there's some great songs on it. He's got a lovely band. Peter Rowan plays guitar and vocals. Chris Henry, who we've had on the show recently, does mandolin and harmony vocals. Max Wareham does the banjo and some vocals. Julian Pinelli on fiddle and Eric Thorin on acoustic bass. And Peter Rowan's always had a slightly different approach to the bluegrass music. He comes at it from slightly left of centre, I'd say. And he's got this song, one called Light at the End of the World, which he wrote himself, and it sounds like this.
When the earthquake rumbles, flood waters rise, prayers of the faithful are winging on high. Like Noah of old, I'm building an ark to float on the waters of a world growing dark. All idols are shattered, the wind starts to whirl. Are cleansing the hills. There's an old man in rags and he's ringing a bell. All is forgiven, all gone beyond. I'm a light that shines in the first rays of dawn. All idols are shattered, the wind starts to whirl. I'm a light that shines at the end of the world.
Just a different approach to the music, isn't it? Of course, he's perfectly capable of doing very straightforward bluegrass, but I guess like most people, he likes to add his touch onto things. And that's Light at the End of the World from the album Calling You From My Mountain, Peter Rowan. One of my favourite LPs of all time is going to be Mac Wiseman working with the Osborne Brothers. And blue-covered album, Mac Wiseman Bluegrass, it's called, and it's got a picture of some horses standing by a white-painted fence, obviously promoting the countryside of Kentucky, you know, and the horses and the all that sort of stuff. And on it, and in it, Mac's just got some classic heart songs. And this one, The Bluebirds Are Singing, is a classic one. Bob Osborne on mandolin and doing the vocal duet. Sonny Osborne, five-string banjo. Tommy Jackson on fiddle. Joe Zinkin on bass fiddle. Willie Ackerman on drums. And Mac Wiseman played the guitar. Let's hear The Bluebirds Are Singing for Me. Mac Wiseman, Bobby Osborne, Sonny Osborne.
There was a girl. When the bluebirds sing, I miss my darling. She loved me, I know, she always will. There's a bluebird singing in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains, calling me back to my home.
Oh, I can hear,
oh, I can hear
the bluebirds calling,
bluebirds calling,
calling me back to my home. Now tonight
from the Blue Ridge Mountains or from my home back in the hills. I'm going back to the Blue Ridge Mountains. These memories, they haunt me still. There's a
bluebird singing
in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Blue Ridge Mountains calling me
back to my home. Oh, I can hear.
Oh,
the bluebirds calling,
the bluebirds calling,
calling me back to my home. When I reached my home, bluebird singing,
there's a bluebird singing
in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains,
calling me back to my home. Oh, I can hear,
oh, I can hear
bluebirds calling,
bluebirds calling,
calling me back to my home.
Oh, very impassioned performance there, Mac Wiseman with the Osborne Brothers. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And my name's Paul Trenwith, and I've been playing bluegrass music, listening to it on records, and playing my banjo and guitar and mandolin since the 1960s, and thoroughly enjoying every aspect of the music. So I'm delighted to be able to share it with you in this program. This program comes with the sponsorship of Shearer's Music Works. That's a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. And if you need any help at all with anything musical, go and see the people at Shearer's. Everyone who works in the shop is a musician. They're all very helpful. They know what they're talking about, and they'll be delighted to help you buy a new Martin guitar or a Deering banjo or something like that, a mandolin. They got more ukuleles than you've ever seen in your life, and lots of fiddles and keyboards and drum sets and spare strings, spare straps, spare picks and things like that that you all need for playing music. They've been supporting music in Hamilton for more than 60 years. I'm delighted that they are, and delighted that they've chosen Back Porch Bluegrass to support. So if you can support them, please do. Thanks very much. Oh, let's change the pace a little bit. Here is a tune that's very special to me. It's called Josephine's Waltz, and it's played by a friend of mine called Kathy Barwick, a wonderful woman who lives just near Grass Valley, north of Sacramento in California. And I just loved her music. She's a great banjo player, great guitarist, great dobro player, and has worked in many California-based bands and San Francisco bass bands over the several decades. And what's special about this tune is I was there when she recorded it, sitting in the studio, and listening to her play dobro was just a magical experience. And sort of watching her think is how she did things and developed the tune as she went along. And it's an absolutely beautiful tune, possibly Scandinavian in origin. It's spelt J-O-S-E-F-I-N, Josephine's Waltz, and she gets a magic sound out of her instrument. Here is Kathy Barwick. Thank you. Kathy Barwick with Josephine's Waltz, and that dobro that she's playing was built specially for her, and it has a very sonorous sound, as you can hear on that recording, and she plays it magically. We might hear from Kathy a little bit later in the program. Right now, I've got a brand new CD, and I thought I'd share it with you. And it comes from Missy Raines and Allegheny. And we had Missy Raines right here in the studio in New Zealand a couple of years ago when she came out with some of her band, and they played a concert in Hamilton. And it was an absolute delight to spend some time with her and the band and talk to them. And I think we played live in the studio, if I remember correctly. And this is a new album that she's put out, and she has a fine band working with her, same guitarist that she had when she came here. And I'm going to play you the first two tracks of the album. The album's called Highlander, and her band, Allegheny, is Missy on bass and lead vocals, Ellie Harkinson on fiddle and harmony vocals, Ben Garnett on guitar, Eli Gilbert on banjo, and Tristan Scoggins on the mandolin, and they put together a great sound. And we're going to hear two tracks from them, Listen to the Lonesome Wind and then Ghost of a Love. Missy Raines.
Falling leaves, listen to that lonesome wind. I don't care what they say, I'm gonna love you anyway. I can't help it, I'm too far gone, like some old lost love. Stop. stone. I feel a chill as I go down the hallway. It's the ghost of love that's left me alone. Your eyes woke up here,
the flowers in springtime. Your spirit may walk the halls of my mind.
Fancy ending. That's difficult time to play that second song, and it sort of reminded me of the Stanley Brothers. They did a lot of that fast 3/4 time stuff, and Missy Raines did a fine job doing it together with her band. That male voice that you heard in there sharing the leads was Dudley Connell, and nice to hear him singing. He works with Seldom Scene. He worked with the Johnson Mountain Boys and a whole lot of other people, and he worked with Missy Raines on that song. Oh, we have all sorts of things happening on Back Porch Bluegrass. And this is what happens when I delve into my LPs. I came across this one again. Probably a few months ago, we had a track of this double LP set. Merle Haggard paying tribute to one of his heroes, Jimmy Rogers, with the double LP set, same train, different time. And Merle Haggard did some wonderful treatment of Jimmy Rogers songs. We have to remember... Bill Monroe chose a Jimmy Rogers song to kick off his bluegrass career, the Mule Skinner Blues, Blue Yodel number 8. Well, that's also on here. We're not going to play that one. But what we're going to do is play Hobo Bill's Last Ride, one of my favourite songs. And Merle Haggard talks a little bit at the start of it. The musicians on this album are Merle Haggard and Roy Nichols, This is his band, The Strangers. Roy Nichols doing guitar and harmonica. Norm Hamlet playing the steel guitar and the dobro. George French on piano. Jerry Ward on bass and Ed Burris on drums. And James Burton played guitar and dobro on some of them too. And Roy Husky also played some bass there. But listen up to Merle Haggard paying tribute to Jimmy Rogers here. And I hope you really enjoy this.
Hoboing was an accepted form of travel for the migrant worker or for the unemployed who simply wanted a change of weather. And during the period of Jimmy's greatest popularity, you could set your watch by the highball of any train. Hoboing was an inexpensive, almost sure way of getting from one place to another. And during the peak of the Depression, it was not unusual to see, oh, half a hundred bows jump from a train just as it came into the outskirts of a city. And they'd jump off as soon as they could so as to ditch the train bulls of the oncoming yard. But many quite respectable men found it convenient to hop trains also, and many of them died, identified only as a railroad bum. And I would imagine that Hobo Bill was one of them.
Riding on a eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. A hobo Bill, the railroad bum, was fighting for his life. And the sadness of his eyes revealed the torture of his soul. He raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. No warm lights flickered around him, no blankets there to hold. Nothing but the howling wind, the driving rain so cold. When I heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, the hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Hey ho, hobo Bill. Outside the rain was falling on the lonely boxcar door, but the little form of Hobo Bill lay dead upon the floor. While the train sped through the darkness with the raging storm outside, no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. Hey ho, hobo Bill.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, I just love that song. The simplicity of it just amazes me. And there's some real nice licks going on in the background, but not one of them intrudes onto the playing or the message or the song. And that double LP set was an absolute brilliant piece of work. And if you ever get a chance to listen to the whole album, I recommend that you do. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're not finished yet, but I just need to thank all the people that tune in on podcasts, maybe Apple Podcasts, Podbean or Google Podcasts, maybe iHeartRadio, Spotify or Free FM. You can get it, go to the webpage of Free FM, 89.0, and there's a whole bunch of Back Porch Bluegrass shows here you can tune into. Lots of people all around the world do. Thank you very much for writing in, you folks, and saying that you enjoy the show. It's really just my take on bluegrass music, and there's a strange mixture. I've got huge gaps in my archives, and I would love to fill some of them. If you're ever throwing out your old CDs, throw them to me, and I'll look forward to receiving some of them maybe, and see if some of the holes in my bluegrass experience can be filled. But basically, it's all about my bluegrass experience, maybe at festivals or whatever. Talking about bluegrass experience, if you want a bluegrass experience, we've got a concert as part of the Cambridge Autumn Festival on Saturday the 23rd of March, and it's at the Woolshed at Tiawa Life Care Centre in Cambridge, and you can book online if you just go to the Cambridge Autumn Festival, and it's an afternoon concert, starts at 3 o'clock, runs through to about 5:30, maybe even 6 o'clock, and it's probably going to be the last concert that the Hamilton County Bluegrass band do. All getting a bit aged, can't play with quite the precision that we used to play with and like to play with. Some of the singing's still pretty good, and we still put on an entertaining show, but we think this is probably about it, unless someone pays us an exorbitant amount of money to play again. You never know your luck, do you? But if you want to come to a concert that's going to be pretty special, come along to the Cambridge, the Woolshed at the Cambridge Tiawa Life Care Centre as part of the Autumn Festival, 23rd of March, and get your seats now because there's a limited number of seats available. Hope you can come and enjoy the concert. Come up and say hello and tell me that you heard about it on Back Porch Bluegrass. And, of course, I'm going to play you a track from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. This is what we're supposed to be doing now. This was a 1997 version of a great song by the Eagles. Jeremy Trenwith playing bass. That's my oldest son. I was playing banjo. Colleen Trenwith playing great fiddle here. David Calder doing the tenor part and playing mandolin. And Alan Rhodes, he'll be at the concert on the 23rd, doing the lead vocals and playing guitar. And it's a song called Take It Easy, and this is us doing it.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stole me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed four, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose or we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy. Listen, my lord, got a world of trouble on my mind. Looking for a lover who won't blow my cover. She's just a little hard to find. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. Sweet love is gonna save me.
Well, that's us taking it easy, folks. Not sure that that song's going to be in the concert. Goes a little bit fast for us these days, but we had a lot of fun recording that one. Lots of energy in there and some great singing from Alan Rhodes in particular doing the lead vocal. David Calder doing the tenor. Let's hear from Rhonda Vincent now. One of her very early albums, the one album is called Back Home Again. That song's not on it, but this is before she had her band, The Rage. She's got Darren Vincent, her brother, playing bass and doing the vocal harmonies with her, Brian Sutton on guitar, Mark Pruitt on banjo, Steve Sutton doing a banjo break, Ron Stewart on fiddle, and Rhonda is playing the mandolin, doing the lead vocals. And here's the song called Keep Your Feet on the Ground. It's good advice.
Discuss the coming days. When I would go out on my own for all the world to see, this is what my dad would always say. Keep your feet on the ground, what goes up must come down, and solitaire's a lonely game when there's no one else around. Keep Jesus on the throne of life, no matter where you're bound, He will always help you keep your feet upon the ground. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep your feet on the ground. What goes up must come down. And solitaire's a lonely game when there's no one else around. Keep Jesus on the throne of life, no matter where you're bound. He will always help you keep your feet upon the ground. Keep your feet upon the ground.
Oh, she does sing beautifully, doesn't she? Lots of energy in there. And I love to hear that energy coming through everything that's going on in the music. It's all got to be reflective of energy. Got to have it. I need to tell you about George Jackson and Brad Kolodner. They're coming, and if you're in Hamilton, in or around Hamilton, there's going to be a concert at my place in my backyard on Sunday afternoon, the 10th of March, and that's coming up pretty soon. This weekend, in fact, and George Jackson, New Zealander, who's now resident in Nashville, USA, playing fiddle over there, and he's brought Brad Kolodner out, and they're having a tour around New Zealand playing at different venues, and the venue this Sunday is in my back porch. If you need a ticket to it, you can email me at paultrenwith@gmail.com, and it's going to be great sitting out there under the trees. Hopefully it's a fine day. We've got wet weather venue if we have trouble with the weather, but it's going to be a lovely atmosphere sitting out there listening to some Brad's clawhammer banjo and George's fiddle playing. So come along if you can. Remember to email me first so I know that you're coming, and I'll give you directions how to get there. It's just $20 a head, and it's going to be a great concert. Oh, we've got time for another song from Mac Wiseman and the Osborne Brothers. This is a real heartbreaker, real weeper, called Darling Little Joe.
Oh, what will the birds do, mother? mother in the spring. Will they gather the crumbs around my door? Will they fly through the trees, tap upon my window, asking why Joe wanders out no more? And what will the kitten do, mother, all alone? Will he stop from his frolic for a day? Will he lay on the rug by the side of my bed as he did before I went away? And what will Thomas, the old gardener, say when you ask him for flowers for me? Will he give you the rose he has tended with care, the first fairest bloom from the tree? I could see the teardrops there in his honest old eye. He said it was the wind that brought them there. He gazed on my cheek growing paler each day. His hand trembled o'er my my poor little dog. I know he will mourn for me too. Keep him till old and useless he grows, sleeping the whole summer through. Show him my coat, mother, so he won't forget his master, who then will be dead. Speak to him often and Joe, and pat him on his brown shaggy head. And you, dearest mother, may miss me for a while, but in heaven I shall no larger grow. Kind angels will know when you ask at the gate, when you ask for your darling little Joe.
Well, what a weeper, eh? Oh, they did a great version of it. Well, that was Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you enjoyed this show. It's a real mixture of different stuff, wasn't it? We'll take it out with the Florida Blues, played by Kathy Barwick, helped out by Bruce Johnson on fiddles and Roland White on mandolin. Remember to make your booking for the Hamilton County Bluegrass Concert on the 23rd of March. It's the last opportunity you'll have to see the band play, so you should be there. Here's the Florida Blues. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next time. Bye. Thank you.
episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.